Didn't I?
You gonna take her tonight?
Only if she's looking for trouble.
Think about it, Laverne. When was the last time you got to ride in a great big old Cadillac, huh?
Well, my Uncle Lou died.
This is Rosie's brand new Cadillac.
That's her husband's brand new Cadillac. And all she's gonna do all night is talk about his money and wave his credit cards around and show off a fur coat.
Who cares? Let her do that. This could be our big chance. Rosie knows a lot of eligible men.
Yeah, but that doesn't make her better than us.
Coming, Rose. Be nice to her this once, Laverne. Rose! Rose! Two girls are ready to get lucky for a change. Well, we'll be ready in a minute.
You know, not everybody gets a night on the town with Big Rosie and her wall-to-wall checkbook. Hey, Shirley, is that the hottest thing you got to wear?
Is there something wrong with this?
Shirley, you gotta advertise a little. Put the goods in the window, you know what I mean? That's what Big Rosie does.
Oh, I always thought you put it right out on the street.
You want to start something, DeFazio?
Please, ladies.
Darling, hold my fur. I gotta make sure I got all my husband's credit cards. Ah, yes, here they are. Well, for the rest of the night, it's gonna be nothing but class. Hello? Hello?
It's afraid of Dip.
Hello?
I'll get it.
What is that?
Oh, you remember Lenny and Squiggy from high school?
Oh, yeah. Two guys who shellacked my ponytail. I remember. Hello!
What do you want?
We want to know if you girls want to go with us to the circus tonight.
Oh. We can't.
Why not? You going out with those sailors again?
We're going for a ride, Rosie Greenbaum's new Cadillac. Now shut up!
Rosie Greenbaum from the high school?
Yeah!
Is she still fat?
Yeah!
I'm sorry, guys. You'll have to go without us.
Well, who's gonna pay for the ticket?
gas up the car with Ethel.
See, isn't it amazing how much better you two are getting along now? We better hurry. Shake a leg, boy. When she says 5 minutes, she means 5 minutes.
Well, I wish I was going to the circus.
Oh, you go with Rosie, you got a chance to meet good-looking, classy guys. You go to the circus, you got a chance to meet human cannonballs. You make up your mind.
Human cannonball.
I'm going with Rose.
All right, but if I don't get a date out of this, I'm never going again with her.
Oh.
Sorry. How you doing, Len?
Hi, Len. Look, we're just on our way out now.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to take up too much of your time.
Yeah, but Rosie's going to leave with Alice in about 3 minutes. So...
In 3 minutes, Squiggy could be drowning in his own tears.
Gee, we'd love to help
you,
lady.
See what he wants to say.
No,
right.
Rosie's gonna leave with
I'll let Rosie come down and get us. She could use the exercise.
Great. Hey, Squig.
Hello.
Gee, Squig, I never saw you cry before.
I ain't crying. My nose is sweating.
Hey, Squiggy, I'm real sorry about the circus, you know.
Yeah, I really wanted to go, too. You know, ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be a clown, have a red ball on my nose, get some dignity for a change.
Is this all because we wouldn't go to the circus with you two?
Oh, no. That's just the final straw that broke the camel's hump.
Well, what is the exact straw? You have 2 minutes.
Well, you see, you tell him, Len.
Well, everything's going pretty bad, you know. I don't even know where to start.
Minute and a half.
Well, you got to start somewhere, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Well, what Lenny says kind of sums it up. It's so disgracing.
That's it. Game over. Let's go, Vern.
Look, I got to go here. Guys, there's some cookies on the plate there that Shirley made. Take as many as you want, and we'll see you later.
Sure.
Yeah.
Bury our wounds in cookies.
Look, we'll talk to you guys about this later, okay? Don't touch anything.
Laverne, wake it up. Wake
him up.
Come on. Call the brewery. I didn't hear the alarm. Tell him I'll be late. I'm sorry.
No, okay, no, no. It's Saturday. It's Saturday. Snap out of it.
It's Saturday? Well, why'd you wake me up? Look, it's not even time for Sky King.
No. Something terrible has happened.
What?
Lenny and Squiggy have run away.
What?
Lenny and Squiggy have run away.
So? They've run away before. Remember last winter when they wanted to be hobos? They wrapped their feet in burlap and got as far as the corner. Don't worry, they'll be back.
No, no. Leon called from the brewery. They're supposed to deliver some beer today.
Cheryl, it's Saturday.
Yes, but ever since they rammed into the loading dock last month, they have had to work weekends. I ran upstairs figuring they'd overslept. And look, I found this. Read it.
A bag? To who it may concern, we have run away. We're going where the living is easy and the cotton is high. The end. Oh, P.S. Please feed my moths. Especially the babies.
I did that.
We ought to frame this here.
Leon says if they're not back to the brewery by Monday, he's going to give them the axe. And you know what? It's all our fault because we wouldn't listen to him last night.
Our fault? Did you say our fault? I was the one who wanted to stay here and talk to him, but no, you dragged me out of here to go joyriding with Rosie the phony. A disgusting evening.
It wasn't a disgusting evening.
You weren't up to your knees in mud trying to fix her flat tire.
Well, you were the only one who could lift the jack.
Rosie could have helped. Why didn't she help, huh?
Well, because
well, I'll
she
tell
was...
you why. Because she was too busy picking her teeth with her credit cards. That's why.
You're just jealous because I latched on to a golf pro.
Dirk Sampson. That name can't be for real. It's got to be just his golf name.
Dirk Sampson. I really think he likes me.
Well, who cares about that anyway? The point is that you dragged me out of here when Lenny and Squeaky needed us.
Okay. All right. I feel terrible about that. Are you happy? Are you happy?
No.
What we gotta do is we gotta put our heads together here and we gotta think where they might have gone.
See this? Look at that. I bet this is where they went.
Okay, the cabinet's fixed.
Oh, thanks, Pop. Before you go, would you check the toilet? It keeps running unless you jiggle it.
So jiggle it.
Oh, come on, Pop. Please. For me,
for your little muffin, honey.
All right, I'll fix it. I fixed the floor, I fixed the ceiling. I'm not your father, I'm a janitor.
Thanks, Poppy. He likes when I do that. Why did we think of the circus in the first place?
Yeah, Squiggy did say he wanted to be a clown. They're probably down there trying on noses right now.
Well, I'm going to go call down there and see what I can find out. Good girl, good girl. You get that. I'll go call the circus from the bedroom. Who is it?
It's Edna Babish.
Hi, Mrs. Babish.
Hello, Shirley. Do you know where Lenny and Squiggy are?
You know, it's strange you should ask because...
Yeah, I have had it with those guys.
I've never seen you this aggravated. My mom.
Well, you know, they were weeks behind in their rent, and they finally paid me with an envelope full of Monopoly money. To top it off, they were $12 short.
Well, I guess that's all they had.
Listen, I told them if they don't have the money by Monday, I am throwing them out on their ducktails.
Now, Mrs. Babish, didn't they do you a favor by painting their own apartment?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. They started by painting the rug.
Yeah, who's there?
The Big Red Gold!
Come on in, Carmine. It's open. You see, there's a staff there.
Have you seen Lenny and Squiggy? I owe him something.
Good. Give it to Mrs. Babish.
You want two broken heads and a knuckle sandwich?
No, thanks. I just ate.
Well, look, those two bums borrowed my mumble records and they traded them in for the soundtrack album of Battle Cry.
Now, calm down, Carmine.
Look, Shirley, it's impossible to teach, dance, and hum quandle, quandle, quandle all day long.
I'm sorry, but the sad truth is that Lenny and Squiggy have run away.
Run away.
So what, Lenny and Squiggy? I catch the two of them. I'll. That's what I'll do to them.
You too?
They ruined my pizza bowl. They put a pepperoni on the ceiling. They put another one right with cheese right on the wall, and they ruined the floor.
Hey, you sure you don't know where they are, Cheryl?
No, I don't know where
they
are.
Hey, Cheryl, I found them.
Hey, look! Hey, where are they?
I got my
music.
All right, show's over. Move it out. I'll help you, girls. Let's go.
No,
move it out
minute.
Here. Let's go.
This is my property. You got a search warrant?
Oh, sorry. Could you please move it out? I got to talk to Laverne, okay? Let's move it out, huh?
All right. But I've got your badge number, chubby.
My name's Officer Hughes.
My name is Carmine Ragusa. Don't shove me.
Nice shirt. All right, you want to move it out here? Let's go.
Hey, I'm Lorraine's father. She's my daughter. Any way you say it, we're related.
I'm Officer Norman Hughes. You know, Laverne's told me an awful lot about you.
Yeah,
we date each other. I date Laverne. Maybe we could get together sometime, huh?
No.
I think he liked me.
Yeah, he must have. He didn't give you a smack. Listen, I was just inside and I was on the phone and
Save it, Laverne, save it. I got all the information you need. I love being a cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, Laverne. I know where your two friends are, you know? In a million years, you'll never guess where they are.
At the circus.
Are you peeking at my pad? Because
I peeked.
Good. It's the police property.
Yeah, I know.
I ran around like a fool.
Wonderful job. You did. You were terrific. Thanks, Norman.
Oh,
okay, come on, I got the pocketbooks. Let's go. Okay, we gotta go down to the surface.
I'll go with you, okay?
Okay, wait. What if my golf pro calls for
me? Oh, he's not gonna
call. Oh, my call.
Okay, Norman will stay here and take the...
Oh,
I can't stay,
Norman.
I can't stay. I'm on duty. I can't stay. I'll stay 5 minutes, but that's...
I'm not gonna call you, no.
10 minutes. 10 minutes, oh, tops. It's almost 10 minutes. I'll be here when you get back.
Welcome, welcome to Zimmerman Brothers' great show. Greatest show on dirt.
We hate to interrupt your whipping, but we'd like to ask you a few questions.
Sure, go ahead. It's pretty peaceful here in the afternoon. Not much to do. Even the clowns don't wear makeup. And clowns without makeup are just old men.
No, I don't want to hear that. Mr. Zimmerman. Hi. We found out that a couple of our friends are here. One's named Leonard Kovsnosky and...
Hold it. I'm not too much on names. What are they like?
Well, one of them's got a hair worm right on his face.
Yeah.
They like that. And they go like this.
Now, I know them all right.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Ah, your two friends, yes. They came around the other day looking for work.
And you gave them jobs.
Sure. You know my policy. Hire the unusual. Don't wear it out.
Oh, good. So then they're still here, huh?
Well, for a short time only. You see, I have another policy. Fire the stupid.
Well, where can we find them now?
I don't know. They said they'd come around after tonight's performance to show me some cockamamie act they cooked up. But we're leaving tomorrow for Dubuque, Iowa. Without him.
Aw, couldn't you at least look at their act, you know?
Listen, I'm running a circus here. I can't afford to waste my time looking at strange people. Where is it?
Give me the music, I'll introduce you.
Funny bones, here he is, Squiggle, the sad clown.
Wow! Hello, boys and girls and children of all religions. I am so happy you could be here. Ha, 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 ha,
ha. Hold on. What are you laughing for? You're supposed to be the sad clown.
Aw, oh, boys and girls. What are you doing here?
Your part is fine, but you got a funny suit on. I got a skill to practice here, you know? Want to give me a hand?
Okay, all right. I'll introduce you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your entertainment pleasure, here he is, Leonardo, the juggling stooge.
I never tried it with those shoes before.
All right.
Okay, now when I get started, I want you to feed me the rest of the oranges, okay?
Okay, how do you want them, peeled?
No, that's just a juggling term. It means throw me the rest of the oranges.
Well, how am I supposed to know what juggling term?
I'm telling you.
I'm a person, not a
person. Throw me the rest of the oranges,
speak okay? English, I'll throw you the
wait till I get started here. Okay, anytime you're ready. Anytime you're
ready.
Here.
What do you think we're doing here? We've been looking all over for you.
That's right.
Yeah, well, you found us. Just in time to say goodbye.
Yeah? That's right. We're moving out with the circus tonight, girls.
Yeah, we sure.
From now on, any place we hang our tents is home.
Guys, we got some bad news for you.
Great.
Not great. We talked to the ringmaster, and he's not taking you with them. And he doesn't want to see you act, and you're fired.
Fine.
After all this work.
Oh, just forget about that and come on home with us, okay?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, hey, you don't care what happens to us. Face it. Nobody does.
Oh, well, don't give us that.
Don't do that.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
I'm going to count three. One, two, three. Wow. What do you mean we don't care? If we didn't care, we wouldn't be here.
Mm. That's right. I could be out with a golf pro at this
very moment. Forget about the golf pro.
He's not calling.
Guys, where are you going?
Look, just forget about us, okay? I mean, our problems are too big to talk about. They're too embarrassing to even mention.
And you couldn't solve them in a bazillion trillion years.
Look, fellas. We already know all your problems.
You do?
Yeah. And sometimes it seems like you got the whole weight of the world on your shoulders, but you just need a little help, that's all.
Well, what kind of help are we going to get? Mm.
Well, I'm going to talk to Carmine about the record. He listens to me.
Yeah?
And I'll speak to my father about the pizza bowl.
Yeah?
And Leon said as long as you show up to work on Monday with the truck, you can have your jobs back.
Yeah?
And until you scrape together enough real money to pay Mrs. Babish, we'll loan you a few dollars.
You do that?
Yeah.
Gee, girls, I ain't much at speech making.
No, he stinks at it. On behalf of Lenny and myself, we'd just like to say thanks. Hug him.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't have to do that,
buddy. Hey, come on, Squiggy, help me get out of these sissy pants.
I ain't helping you take off your pants.
My name's Charlie. I work here.
Like a chicken, where's your spirit of adventure? Well, how did I know there were six of them in there?
Here, it sometimes gets there. Well, thanks for the evening, Dirk. I had a wonderful time.
Hey, me too, Shirley.
I hope you don't mind me winning the miniature golf game. I'm lucky like that.
Of course not. It's just that I'm not used to putting a purple golf ball through a windmill.
Oh, you're so funny.
Well, good night.
Good night.
In any little sand traps, huh?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Oh, come on. Is he a good kisser?
He's a pro, isn't he?